American Samoa's best music mix, 93KHJ, coming up on the end of October. October. End of the year. These years are weird. We got Tisa in studio, and we got, of course, the Tattoo Fest. You know, yes. You hear all this Halloween stuff, but the Tattoo Fest.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Well, we're always ready to share new things that we're doing in our growth and the growth of the festival. And this year, we're very excited that we got more help from the village. Now the new generation is able to step up. So I'm excited about that.
And last year, you were like one of the only things that didn't cancel.
Yes.
Like everything else was canceled.
Yes.
But you held it down and did it virtual, huh?
Yes. And it did really good. So this year, we actually found that virtually is wonderful. Because we're about visiting, we're in the hospitality business as well.
Sure.
And the idea that we put it out there so all the other people around the world can view American Samoa is a wonderful thing. It helps tourism.
Right.
And it helps spread the word of the culture that we are doing maintenance on our culture annually here at Jesus Tattoo Festival in American Samoa. That's a big kaukua of American Samoa to the tatau itself.
Now, last year you were virtual. Are you going to do it this year or kind of hybrid?
Well, what would you say, Princess?
Yeah, we got Princess here. This is Tisa's granddaughter, yeah?
Yeah, she's now an adult.
Oh, okay. All right. What, you graduated?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So are you kind of going to carry the torch for Tisa then once...
In the best way that I could, honestly.
Okay. All right, so yeah, you were kind of telling us about Princess and what she's doing.
She knows this kind of stuff. You know, me, I'm.
Are you
going to
blend it this year? It's going to be virtual? Because I saw your press release. It's going to be virtual, but then we're not like on a shutdown, so you could have people there theoretically, right?
Yes, all people can come. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do both?
Yes, we're going to have both people come in, and then we'll stream it across the world so that our visitors from other parts of the world can also be a part of the experience while we have other people here too.
Okay. And so when do you plan on starting this?
We are doing this on Saturday, but first I got to tell you about the Palolo Festival.
Oh, yeah.
It's an event that we also do at Tisa's, you know.
Same time, right?
You know, one of the things that I want to share with our community, these events are events that are actually happening in the village of Alinga, and that's our village. And the entire village is under conservation. And that includes the marine sanctuary that's 35 years old, and the Tatau Festival and ecotourism. That's what we're about. So it's not just us. There is a village behind the conservation efforts to protect our resources, including the Tatau. And many of the people feel like we have a lot of palolo harvest. It's plenty of it in Alinga. But a lot of it stems out of our efforts to keep the coral reef protected.
I see.
And so this year with the Palolo Festival, followed by the Tatau Festival, it's really important that our community knows this is all a part of our conservation we're doing in our village. And the Tatau is a big part of it. We feel strongly about protecting and preserving the memories of being Samoan, and especially with new generation. I like it that they grow up introduced and they are exposed to the memories of their own lifetime that someday they will remember. This is part of growing up, their culture. So it's very, very exciting that way. So Saturday we're going to open. This year our theme is the Tao Retreat. And what
okay.
that means, it's time that our Tao community steps up a little bit and see what we can do to help our community with many issues today. And we need to reach out to the young people in a cultural way that we can be inspirational in their effort to see and be Samoan, you see. And so we're introducing things that are Samoan. We've been doing this over the years because things that are Samoan include the tatau. And that includes receiving the harvest of the palolo every year. And so these are the things that we specifically are about. And it's very important that we start to think of ourselves as people that we need to do more tautua to the island. And the tatau is going to be on Saturday, the tatau retreat, where the entire community, we have an open invitation for anybody with the pea or malu, and that wish to come and mingle with us. Let's talk about what we can do. It's really grown a lot. Everybody, I know, it's gotten a mal wapea, but now it's time for us to come forward and see what we can do for our community, because there are code of ethics, there's tautua to the village, but now it looks like we need to go community-wide.
So this will be on Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
As in 2 days from now or next Saturday?
The 30th of October, which is next coming weekend.
Okay.
And then we have a Sunday. It's a day where families, the Tao families, can bring their kids, you know, because we also offer a beautiful sandy beach. Mm-hmm. It's very safe, and the kids can come and go snorkeling and look at our sanctuary and what's there for, you know, they need to know there are this beautiful marine life there they can go and enjoy and learn what we have in our village.
So that's happening. There's a bunch of things Sunday. Happening at once, huh?
Sunday. It's Sunday. Okay. Sunday is a day where most families can come out. So we invite the Tao community to please come join us. It's an open invitation. Anybody with Pe'a or Malu can come out and join us. And then we can talk about what we can do, organize ourselves. We don't really have a Malu fia. It's a proper formal term for Tatau or Pe'a or Malu or the La'eo Samoa. And so many of us now on the island, and I feel like it is time that we step up and organize ourselves and be a part of the community in more than just being in our little family or village. Because today we really need to do something to organize and work together.
All right. Well said, Tisa. And if somebody wants to get in on this, do you guys have a Facebook page or Instagram?
Yes, we have Tisa's Tattoo Festival page, and they can go there. We even have a contest. We have a contest. Right, Princess, you want to talk about that?
We have a TikTok contest for those of you that might want to submit something, like a video of you dancing, doing a kaupaki, anything Samoan, as long as you have a malu or a pe'a. And there's a $300 cash prize, so you guys should send your videos in.
It's just for 60 seconds, right?
Yeah, 60 seconds, 1 minute of your time.
Okay,
that's
cool. That's the shorter they are, the more you can watch. And
but it's just fun. And then we're going to also include, we're going to go on the switcher link and then and link other people, like other Tatau artists, you know, in Samoa, because of COVID and closed borders, they can't come now. But we keep our connection. We keep our, you know, we keep contact with the support we get from Samoa. We get a lot of support from Samoa for the festival every year for American Samoa. Their artists come over and give us support. So this year they can't come, but we know that we can at least include them in our virtual and bring them on and under the switcher link, and then we can continue to work together. But you know, technology is just amazing today.
Yeah.
We can do anything, you mm-hmm. know. So whereas I was struggling, trying to figure out how to survive all these years, 16 years I've been trying to figure out how things, but today it's no longer a problem because there is so much technology available. We can do a lot of things, and we're no longer remote. So, and it helps a lot to have the young people who are so savvy in their technology knowledge, you know, and they use it every day. So we're very grateful to have the support of the community, because this festival has been going on for 16 years. We have sponsors that has been with us for 16 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have like GAC Reed and by Lima, Ace American Industries. We have Tropic Traders, Harbor,
Harbor Maritime Reshipping.
Harbor Maritime, yeah. And many other, there's so many. But we really appreciate today. This year, we finally got the help of Department of Commerce. And we're, you know, it's nice to finally have them on board to recognize our efforts in promoting business, cultural type of business, and also promoting cultural arts. And so we're very excited about that. And then Visitors Bureau this year, last year they did really good. They were fun, so they could help us. But this year we also are, you know, it's not so, we don't have a fat pocketbook this year anywhere, but they've stepped in and helped us again this year. We're really, really grateful for that, because, you know, it takes a lot of the budget. We're not government. You know, when government do their events, they have a huge budget.
Right.
So we're struggling.
You're grassroots.
Yeah, we're grassroots. We're green. We
right.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah. Well, we're green. We're environmentally green. So we don't really do all the fancy stuff with all the plastic things in the air. You know,
yeah.
Like waving stuff. We just because our mission and our vision is to protect the our resources, land, culture, and our way of life, and that's what we're about, which is not necessarily, you know, it's environmentally friendly, and that's what our village has done over the years. I'm just the person who does all the work as far as coming up here to talk with you about it, but at the end of the day, there is this big support in the village and the community that has made it possible.
All right.
And we're really appreciate it very much. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tisa, for coming on. We look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday and Sunday, 2-day event.
Yes,
we'll follow
yes.
it online if we can't make it out there and yeah. say hi to our brothers and sisters that are joining you from abroad.
Yes, and we're going to stream it live, the Pololo catching. And the treat is we have Pololo tonight on Sunday.
Okay. So yeah. that's part of the deal then.
Oh,
you get
yeah.
the Pololo.
Oh, yeah. We definitely.
A lot of people might just show up for that.
Yes. Saturday and Sunday, but in particular, Sunday Tonai will be Pololo, and so we're praying and talk to the universe to please bring us a huge harvest this year.
All right. Yeah. Thank you again, Tisa and Princess. It was nice to meet you, and you guys have a great day, and good luck with your event next weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
93KHJ, back after this.